Wednesday, March 7th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A former Trump campaign aide named Sam Nunberg has surprisingly appeared on multiple media outlets, saying that he would defy a subpoena issued by Russia Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Listen to this excerpt compiled by USA Today.
They want me over at the grand jury. Why do I have to go? Why? They wanted every communication that I had with Roger Stone and Steve Bannon, who I talk to frequently. Mr. Mueller, I've been warned not to go after him. I've been warned that you're wrong, that he'll take you down. Why should I give him every communication I've had from November 1 of 2015 with my mentor, Roger Stone, and with Steve Bannon?
CNBC reports that President Trump's chief economic advisor, Gary Cohn, has resigned on the heels of a decision by Trump to impose stiff tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The former Goldman Sachs president had strongly opposed tariffs. While Judge Roger Titus of Maryland does not agree with the political decision to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program, he insisted yesterday that courts do not have the authority to set immigration policy, reports World Magazine. Two other courts, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in California and another in the Eastern District of New York, previously placed injunctions on Trump's DACA order, allowing the program to continue. Trump challenged lawmakers in September to find a legislative solution for DACA, but they have failed to coalesce around a bill. Pornography star Stormy Daniels claims that she was paid $130,000 of hush money by President Trump's attorney Michael Cohen to keep her from talking about an alleged intimate relationship she had with the former Celebrity Apprentice star, which began in 2006, a year after he married Melania, and into 2007, reports NBC News. Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, claimed in the lawsuit yesterday that Trump never signed the nondisclosure agreement that his lawyer had arranged with her, thus invalidating it. Proverbs 7:21-23 warns against the adulterous woman. With persuasive words she led him astray. She seduced him with her smooth talk. All at once he followed her like an ox going to the slaughter, like a deer stepping into a noose till an arrow pierces his liver, like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing it will cost him his life. A similar story of sorts in Nashville. Democrat Mayor Megan Berry resigned yesterday, 30 minutes after she pled guilty to a felony theft of $11,000 related to her scandalous affair with her former police bodyguard, Sergeant Rob Forrest, reports the Tennessean.
What is your conditional plea to the charge of theft of property, guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
I find there's a factual basis for the plea, and that the plea is freely and voluntarily given.
The adulterous couple went on a total of 10 city-funded trips by themselves without other staff present, including conferences in Greece and Paris, France. The former mayor has agreed to reimburse